a boy and every wife could kill. He's been buying beer since August, running hot and running cold. And 30 friends are on alert, that's all the den'll hold. 'Cause he's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The all-American man
with a groove in his head.
Yeah, the armchair quarterback. He's kind of fun and he's kind of bad. The all-American man.
Hello and welcome to the Armchair Quarterback Radio Show. Pull up a chair and crack you a cold one, 'cause ACQBRadio.com is on the air. Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. We are streaming live from Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, and Nashville, Tennessee. Anything and everything college football you can listen to here for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking nothing but Southern college football sports, a little bit of baseball. But if you're looking for some Pac-12 or Big 12 talk, you're probably in the wrong place. Give us a call at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. And let's go ahead and do some introductions. Sitting alongside Timus Wooten. How are you out there in Chicago, Illinois?
Doing well, Mac. Doing well. Ready for the big game today.
Which one is that? The Missouri-Kentucky square down, showdown tonight?
Yeah, Southern Illinois versus Northern Illinois, man. Tennessee and Florida, brother. May the streak continue. May the streak continue. God be with us.
What do you got to say about that, Waller, up there in Nashville?
Tennis is dead to me for one day only.
I love you too, Waller.
Not accepted, man. Not accepted. Man, I hope, you know, it's been 10 years, man. My son's never seen Tennessee beat Florida. My daughter, this is her first year on this planet, and maybe she'll be my lucky little charm and can help bring Tennessee a victory today. Go Vols, man.
Why do you want to bring your kids into it? Now I feel bad for talking smack.
You should feel bad for being a Florida Gator fan.
Well, see, now that's just being hurtful for no reason.
I told you she's dead to me today.
Oh, yeah. You did say that. You did. That's true. I don't know. I think, I thought last year was your year. Two or three things are going to have to go right for Florida to win this year. But we're hoping. Fingers will be crossed, and I'll have whiskey on standby. I'm going with beer to start, but whiskey's on standby for sure, because there's really no guarantee.
Wyatt, who do you like in the game? We'll get more into it next hour, but I don't think Wyatt will be with us. Who do you like in that game?
Oh, Tennessee big. I still believe in the Vols pretty hardcore. I know they had a slip up, but I'm still on the Vols train right now.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, Timus.
ESPN is out in Tucson, Arizona today, Arizona UCLA. It tells you how bad of a college football day it is when they decide to be out in Arizona for their college game day. I mean, that's some rough sledding right there. I put it on this morning, and they were, I mean, you could tell that they needed a lot of coffee because the sun was barely even up over the mountains there, up there in Arizona. They would have been starting that show off, I guess, around 6 a.m. local time. But I'll tell you what, they had a really good crowd out there. I was a little surprised. Of course, those kids may not have gone to bed yet from Friday night, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, it's the desert. I mean, what else are they going to do there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Eric, if you're telling me game days at Arizona UCLA, I'm just assuming it's some kind of really early basketball tilt. I'm not thinking college football.
Well, we are a Southern sports talk show.
Is Tucson Southern Arizona? I'm not really sure. I don't think it is.
I know. I just know we don't care about anything on the West Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I'll tell you what. I'm about to. I got to figure out a way to cancel the tennis channel at work. So every time I come into work, some knucklehead's got the tennis channel on. I got to find a way to ixnay that.
You mean ESPN for the past 2 weeks?
No, the actual tennis channel. I thought it was by accident at first, and then I started realizing y'all are intentionally putting this on here. And one of the girls is like, "Well, I like tennis." I'm like, "Oh, God." And that's why you have three people at your bar on a Thursday night, because you got the damn tennis channel on. Are you kidding me? Redskins Giants are playing. There's a college football game on, and the tennis channel is what I walk into on Friday morning. What? There's a football game? Really? So if you'd like to bartend for me, please submit your resumes.
I was going to say, that's how you fix that. Hold a job fair.
Exactly. On the hoo-ha. Immediately.
Now, let me ask you this, McGee. Let me ask you this. If the bartender comes in wearing an Alabama T-shirt and says, "I'll bartend for you and I'll never put tennis on," do you hire him?
Alabama? I've got an Alabama bartender.
Who hurt you?
Two of them would kill the cash register. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they'd have to go barefoot so they can make change, you know.
They
got to count.
Not only is it an Alabama bartender, but at the same token, she's always wanting to put freaking reggae on. So I'm like, man, you are really testing my fortitude here. Because yes.
How does that work?
We've gotten into this argument, and I've told her, I said, look, there is no, like, reggae and house or techno is the same thing. She said, how is it the same thing? Because it's the same song over and over for the last 30 years. Repetitive music that hasn't changed since the early 90s, that's what reggae is, that's what house and techno music is to me. I can't tell when one song starts and when the song ends.
Well, I can tell the difference between reggae and techno, but I agree with you. Techno, it's all the same thing. It's
you might be able to tell the difference between reggae and techno, but you can't tell the difference between two different reggae songs or two different techno songs. That's my point on it.
Did you drug test her, Mac?
You know, I feel like
you're
I should.
Bartender, no.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's a bartender.
Right.
I don't think you should. I don't think you'll get a lot of.
That's a loophole.
So just this
with.
One. Just this one.
An Alabama fan that listens to reggae. I don't know if I've ever heard that before. That's a
in
very
an Italian restaurant. It's not like they went to a Jamaican cafe.
Exactly.
That's great.
Dean Martin all day.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Doesn't give me an aneurysm at all. I turn around. I got tennis on, reggae playing. Chicks over here singing Roll Tide. Coco's getting angry.
Is she hot at least for the customers?
I think Timus would like her. She's Timus sized.
Oh yay! I like that.
Okay, so enough of that crap. We are going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we've got some big news, and this is kind of a spoiler alert. Armchair Quarterback Radio's Fantasy Football Hour comes your way every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 102.1 FM and 1240 a.m. WFOY. Justin Waller, Brad Shelton, and Mac McGee answer all of your fantasy football news, pickups, stardoms, and sit-ems. Find Armchair Quarterback Radio on Facebook for show schedules, breaking news, and sports funnies. That's the Fantasy Football Hour every Sunday at 11 a.m. here on WFOY. Armchair Quarterback Radio, the lighter side of Southern sports.
Play ball!
We are back. Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. That's 929-477-3987. So we had the big news this week. Armchair Quarterback Radio is going local. We're going to be on WFOY St. Augustine. You can also hear it up here in Jacksonville on 102.1 FM. You can also hear us on 1240 AM. The Sunday Fantasy Football Show will be going on. We'll be starting on WFOY a week from tomorrow. So October 4th, 11 a.m. to noon, begins our journey on WFOY, and probably more shows to come. We just got to go out and get the advertisers. So a big round of applause to the guys. It's been a little over a year of us doing this. We finally got a well-oiled machine that I felt like that we could take to a station, and I'm looking forward to things in the future. Not everybody at once. The biggest thing we've had on this show, and I get nothing but crickets over here.
I was reading the signs on game day again. Sorry. Congratulations, guys.
Oh Lord, that's gonna take forever.
We derailed early this morning. Here we go.
One about nine bottles of NyQuil. I'm gonna have y'all carry the load a little bit. This is kind of like the Jordan's flu game. I'm gonna have to have y'all carry me a little bit. We have baseball talk all the way down to the bottom of the hour, and then we're gonna do the ACC Sunbelt Automotive title drive. And let's get into some baseball talk because we have a lot of things going on in Major League Baseball. Mainly, last night, Waller and I hit our Angels minus 1.5 runs.
Nice.
Way to go, Pujols! More importantly, though, we have about a week left in the season. And the Cubs and Pirates are squaring off in Pittsburgh right now. Chicago right now. It is a huge, huge series. The Cubs, went into that series down 3.5 games. They lost yesterday 3-2. So that kind of puts them a step back. They are now, I believe, 4.5 games. I want to double check. Yeah, they're 4.5 games behind the Pirates. For home field advantage in that very first game. But the Cubs did qualify for the playoffs for the first time in several years.
Since 2008.
I don't know why that thing just said that.
That was not a thing. That was me.
No. You may not be able to hear the same thing I can hear. But The show will continue for whatever reason. Anyways, not important. So we got the Pirates and the Mets the Pirates 4.5 games up on the Cubs. The Mets have pretty much clinched the NL East. The Dodgers have pretty much clinched the NL West, and the Cardinals have clinched the NL Central. Just about. I mean, they're, like I said, it's all, I can pull it up. Mets 8.5 games up. I mean, there's only about 10 games left. The Cardinals could falter, but it would just be a huge shock to me if the Cardinals falter. They're 3 games up on the Pittsburgh game. On the Pittsburgh team, they're 3 games up. The Cubs are 7.5 games up on, I'm sorry, 7.5 games out on the Cardinals. So they're not going to win the division. They could catch the Pirates. That loss yesterday was huge. They have to win the next 2 games. That would take them down to 5.5 games. That would take them down to 2.5 games. and the 2.5 games with about what, 7 to play, you're still. I mean, the Cubs pretty much needed a sweep this weekend. Do we have any kind of reaction from teammates up there in Chicago about the Cubs fans? It's a good and a bad. They lost yesterday, which probably means that they're not going to get to host the wild card game, but they did become playoff eligible for the first time in years.
Yeah, they are basically focusing on that. They're just, you know, it's been a bit of a dry spell and since they've made the playoffs, and of course it's been a century since they've won it all. So they're just they all kind of went into the season, I think. All the Cubs fans I talked to were all looking at next year. So they're pretty much – what they've said is that this is gravy this year. You know, anything that happens this year is just going to be fun. They're looking for the next year. I didn't – you know, when the season started, we were all saying, okay, they'll be 500 this year. But next year, you know, they're going to get those kids some playing time and everything. They've done better than I thought they were going to do. They're pretty excited up here, though. I mean, this is a Cub city for sure. Nobody likes the White Sox up here. But it's been pretty loud.
I'm
around
sure Wyatt
here.
Loves to hear that.
Yeah, he's on the wrong side. He's on the north side.
No, I'm not. I mean, God bless you for thinking I could afford to live on the north side, but no, I'm not. I'm over by Midway Airport, brother. I'm at the tip of the south
well, you,
Chicago
you
here.
Well, you get your butt down further. Down the, you know.
Why would I do that? Why I like fans. I don't like being shot, man. You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a little dangerous.
I've been to that. Let me tell you, McGee has went with me. I've been to that stadium like 5 times. There's never a line. There's more employees at that stadium than there is fans.
It's all the name. U.S. Cellular just sounds stupid.
Yeah, that's what it is. It has nothing to do with the Afghanistan approach to life that they have around there. It's the name of the stadium that keeps people away. You're 100% correct on that. They love their Cubs here. Wrigley, you know, it's hard to get seats, but there's been some fireworks going off. People are ready. I mean, it's exciting for them. Good for them, you know. Did Jason pass out? Did the NyQuil take over?
No, I'm trying to do about 19 things right now. I needed you to carry the load, but, you know, as always.
One of which was not supporting my White Sox.
Well, I just talked for like 2 minutes. I mean, that's all I got, brother. Ask around.
Is Waller awake? That's what I want to know. He's over there.
On
snooze control. It's a shame because even though I'm not a Cubs fan, I really wanted to see that game in Wrigley. I wanted to see, Wrigley hosting the wild card game. It's not going to happen now, I don't think. Give it up to Pittsburgh. They're taking care of business. But now with 4.5 up, even if the Cubs win the next 2 games, you're talking about 2.5 games, about 7 left to play. I mean, that's going to have to take a monumental collapse on Pittsburgh's part not to host that game. But it hasn't really helped much because Pittsburgh last year hosted it and Bumgarner went there and shut them down. I could almost see another scenario where that happens again. Because Jake Arrieta, wow. That's your NL Cy Young winner. And he's going to pitch that game. I guarantee it. They'll do whatever they have to do to work the lineup or the rotation so that they can actually have him in there. And if they do win, that would put Lester on the mound in game 1 versus the Cardinals in St. Louis. Let's assume that's what the matchup is. Cubs at Pittsburgh, Arrieta going for Chicago, and for Pittsburgh, in all likelihood, if they can set it up, it'll be Gerrit Cole. kind of go around, start with you, Waller, if you're still with us. Who do you like in that game and why?
Hmm.
Are you sure I'm the one on the NyQuil? All right, let's get a good radio. Let's go to Temus. Okay, Temus, who do you like and why? I can't believe that Temus is the one we're leaning on this morning. You know you've had too much to drink when you're leaning on Temus.
I like Pittsburgh. I think on paper, I think they're a better team overall. And being at home, I don't think what's happened last year is going to happen again. I just don't think the Cubs are quite there yet. Again, next year, nobody's going to want to play them. I've said it before. You give Joe Maddon the Backstreet Boys, he'll make a contender out of them. The guy is a baseball genius. I just think they're still a half a season or so too young. And I think, but you know what? Any game that the Chicago Cubs play now, those kids, the more experience they get, it's just going to benefit next year. So, but I still think they're about a half a step away from being a real playoff contender. So I'm gonna say Pittsburgh.
Okay, and Wyatt,
Shockingly going to agree with Temus on this. I think with everything except for that Joe Maddon comment, I hate that guy. But
you hate Joe Maddon?
Dude, I'm not a Rays fan.
What else do you hate?
Well,
Santa Claus?
Oh God, I'm only here for an hour. It could go on and on and on. It'd be shorter to say what I like.
We had to play that guy 19 times a season when he was a coach of the Rays. I still love Joe Maddon. Good is good, brother. I mean,
dude, I want to send him some better looking glasses. Tell him to stop being weird. But anyway, I like Pittsburgh. I think Gerrit Cole.
Those glasses are cool, man. If I ever wear a glass, I'm wearing Joe Maddon glasses. Because you can eventually
like
morph them in.
From,
you can eventually
like
morph them
from
in.
Major League.
Oh, and, Lord, I'm going to have to get it. All right, for
as you get
getting
older,
everybody a GQ, getting everybody a GQ subscription.
As you get older, you can eventually morph them into a Harry Carey glasses. So you
that
can't hate
like
on
Harry Carey.
That's wrong. That's a bad thing in Chicago.
Well, he's lucky he ended up there.
All right, Waller, do you have anything intelligent to add to this?
Yeah, I was actually pulling up.
I'm an idiot White Sox fan that's obviously just hating on the Cubs. So anyway, go ahead.
I have Joe Maddon glasses, so piss on what. It'll be all right.
and I've got a Harry Carey body, so leave me alone.
I mean, they got two games. We might actually see this at Wrigley. I like the Cubs in it just because they're young, and I think the Cubs are like the ultimate all-time underdog. I mean, they just somehow always seem to screw up and lose. So I like to pull for the underdogs, and I'd like to see the Cubs do it. They're young, they've got great pitching, and they should be able to hang in there. But they've got a realistic chance to get this at home. They got two games with the Pirates head up right now, today and tomorrow, and then the Pirates go with a three-game series at the Cardinals. So you could actually see that thing swing by Wednesday to – a
you
tie
could.
Or a half a game. I mean, it might
Cubs
be unrealistic.
After,
I'm sorry?
Where do the Cubs go after okay.
And so I'm sitting here doing the math. I mean, you could realistically see that happen. It might. I agree with you, Mike.
Right,
I'd like to see it in Wrigley
Field.
They really needed that win yesterday.
I don't think it matters. Now, it matters to the city of Chicago because it would be cool for them to host it. But I don't think it matters. No matter where that game is, you're not going to beat Jake Arrieta. I just don't think it's going to happen. A one-game playing game. Like, the greatest showdown ever would have been Jake Arrieta versus Bumgarner in a playoff game. But as good as Gerrit Cole is and as good as the Pittsburgh Pirates are, I just don't think you're going to beat Arrieta. I think he's pitching that well. Do I think the Cubs are good enough to beat the Cardinals in a five-game series? No. Do I think that that Pittsburgh could beat St. Louis in a series? Yes. So that's the irony. I think Chicago is just better suited for that one game because they have the most dominant pitcher in baseball right now. You know, the hottest pitcher. I'm not saying he's the best that you would take over anybody. I'm saying that right now you do not. If you've seen the last three starts by Arrieta, he's unhittable. So literally against the freaking Dodgers, he was unhittable. But they'll get that first game, but they're going to go in against St. Louis with Lester starting off game one. He's going to get shelled. The Cardinals will probably win that series in four games, but it's still going to be a good season for Chicago baseball because a lot of people didn't give them a chance to make the playoffs this year.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. You got to remember, when it comes to the playoffs, Lester becomes a completely different pitcher. He pitched very well in the playoffs against St. Louis before.
Yeah, but you're talking about he's going to go into Busch Stadium. He's going to go into Busch Stadium against Michael Walker. I don't like his odds. And they hit him very well.
I hope Chicago. I want Chicago to win. I'm pulling for him, but
not to mention he's got the first base yips. He can't throw to first base. So
he's a different pitcher in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
He is, but he's not going to beat.
He's like
the Cardinals.
What's his name in L.A.? What Kershaw? You know, he was one of those guys.
You must believe in the Cardinal way. We're going to take a break because we are no longer streaming. We're on acqbradio.com. We're no longer streaming. So I set up a new episode, per se. So, guys, if you will give it a minute and call back in to the station, I'm going to cut this one off, start a new one, and we'll be good to go. Give us a call here at 929-477-3987. In about 3 minutes, we'll be back for the ACC title drive.